Peter, the second Sunday of Lent, tells us about the transfiguration of Jesus. This glorious epiphany is very different from the story of temptation we read last Sunday. The temptations highlighted the humanity of Jesus, Son of Man, who was tempted like us. The transfiguration highlights his divinity. Jesus is the Son of God and reveals his glory to the three disciples. His appearance changes as it also changes after the resurrection. This text follows the first of the three passions predictions that Jesus shared with his disciples. The liturgy also invites us to intentionally taste the human and spiritual strength offered by the experience of the Lord's transfiguration. The evangelists Mark, Luke, and Matthew relate the transfiguration as an experience of personal and community transformation. It seems that Mark wants to emphasize that there can be no discipleship without going through suffering and death. Peter tries to seize the moment and set up three tents in the mountain. However, Jesus does not allow the disciples to be left in the wonder of the experience. Mark narrates that Jesus knew that it would be difficult for them to accept his suffering and death on the cross. For this reason, he ordered them not to say anything about the glory of the transfiguration until he had risen from the dead. Today seems to be the day of the Lord's revelation. He has assured us that some of those present will not die without seeing the glory of God. The gospel has already shown us, and he was transfigured before his disciples. During his earthly life, not only was there a single transfiguration, but there were more revelations or manifestations of his divinity. The birth announced to the shepherds, the voice that cried out when he came out of the waters after his baptism, his entry into Jerusalem, the Eucharist, his death on the cross, his resurrection and ascension to heaven. But what are the transfigurations of Christ these days? It seems that there is one that takes place every day, the consecration of bread and wine in his body and blood. That is the biggest demonstration that exists today. Neither Elijah nor Moses is present there, but only the Trinity, which gives us the certainty of witnessing one mysterious and miraculous act at the same time. Christ invites us to see him in the Eucharist with eyes of faith and to tell him, like Peter, "How good it is here, Lord." He is waiting for us to meet him in the tabernacle. He is there, and you will be transfigured only if you are willing to follow him with humility and love. May the experience of the transfiguration of the Lord help us to place ourselves in God's hand, to meet Jesus face to face, and to listen to his word, so that we move from fear to calm, from loneliness to company, from domination to freedom, from restlessness to trust, because the transfiguration of the Lord brings with it a human and spiritual strength that is stronger than death. In the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit.